All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I am your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, who is the owner at Angel Wings and Healing Things. You can give her a ring, or a phone number is on her website, but her website is the same as the name of the business, angelwingsandhealingthings.com. That's Angel Wings with an S and healingthingswithans.com. And how about a nice round of applause? Let's hear it for our guest, Miss Susan Edwards. Susan, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, and thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started here, Susan, do me a favor and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do as the owner of Angel Wings and Healing Things.
Well, I'm a nurse in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and have a holistic business, Angel Wings and Healing Things. And it's, again, a holistic business that works with mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual needs to get rid of things that you don't need, that like old patterns, old beliefs, and we can accomplish all that with several of the different things I do, like hypnosis, energy work, essential oils, sound right. therapy, mediumship, intuitive and psychic things, and cranial sacral work.
Oh, wow. Seems like you got a lot on your in your tool belt there to work with there, Susan.
I do, and that's the more you have, the better to help each situation.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned that you're a nurse, right?
I am, yes, sir.
And now, that presents a kind of a weird question, because as a nurse, you know, you're used to the medical side of things, right?
Well, I am, but there's a common line for that naturopathic and allopathic blend, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point did you say to yourself, self, you know, there's got to be more to this, you know, because, you know, nursing... I'm sure you had to do a lot in terms of, you know, education, and then, of course, it takes up a lot of time, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, I did it backwards. I had my holistic stuff first and said I have to be able to get into that mainstream world where can use both modalities.
See, you did do it backwards. Now you messed me up.
Yeah. So, and it works well for me because, you know, a lot of my clients are doctors and nurses, and we go about things the same way and then just use different modalities, and we're good with that. I mean, but there's a time and a place for modern medicine. Like I've always said, if there's a bone sticking out, you're having a heart attack, go to the hospital. Don't try to do something else. I mean, you have to use, you know.
Yeah, a little
bit
of common sense
the right
there, too.
Ailment.
Yeah, you can't really do energy healing on a compound. I said you really can't do energy healing on a compound fracture, right?
Correct. You know. So, you know.
That's great.
And that's a good way to look at it.
Right. And again, you come at it from a completely different angle. Normally, you know, a few times when I've spoken to people who have made this transition, it's usually the other way around, where they were in the medical field but felt like they couldn't do enough, and that's why they got into the energy stuff. You came at it from, you know what, I'm already doing the energy stuff. I need to you know, kind of make this more available, right?
Exactly. You know, and I did come exactly the same way you said. Nurses are like, okay, you know, there's got to be more that you can do with this. And I looked at it as, okay, I have to get my foot in that door and mainstream it more, because helping people's helping people.
Right. Now you said you do work with, I guess some of your clients are even doctors and nurses, right?
Yes. And actually a lot of my patients have come to be clients.
That's pretty cool. So how do they look at things? Because, you know, again, they're in the medical field. You know, medicine is so, you know, usually Western medicine is very by the book. You know, here's what you do. These are the things. It's the only things that work. You know, you got to prescribe medication. You got to do things, you know, a certain way, right?
Yes. And so it depends on the doctor, obviously, because some of them are very black and white.
Right.
They're not used to that gray area. But, you know, just like with any client, if you're talking about a patient together, you know, you do that. You talk about the client, you interview them, you say why what you're doing would work, or, you know, why it wouldn't work. Because there's always those cases, just like in anything, that, you know, somebody else is better. But as long as, you know, you have that connection with the client, they're pretty good about it. Once they can see it, sometimes I often say, don't ask why, just accept.
Again, we're talking to Susan Edwards. She's the owner at Angel Wings and Healing Things out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Now, let me ask you this. What are some of the things that you're able to help people with? So when somebody contacts you for the first time, what kind of issues are they dealing with that they come to you?
Well, oftentimes there's pain,
mm-hmm.
With hypnosis before surgery or anxiety. And sometimes it's just to get rid of old patterns or old beliefs, anger, just not knowing what they're dealing with. So you have to, ask some questions and gain that trust and just figure out why they're there. Sometimes they don't know.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of interesting when they show up and maybe they don't even realize why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's in the back of their minds. They kind of know that they should be doing something because something's just not working, right?
And then they come and say, I don't know what's wrong, or, sometimes it's, and I hate to say, sometimes it's as simple as I have a headache every day.
Right.
But, nothing's worked that I've tried.
Right.
And so you just have to get to the root of that problem and work through it.
Now, what do you find works best in terms of, say somebody does have a headache, and what works best for you to get to the root of that problem?
You said something that I say a lot. I have a lot of tools in my toolbox. So, mm-hmm. It might just mean that they just need to release the underlying anger that goes with the headache. Or they may have just be carrying a bunch of stress. So you do some energy work and some tuning forks for sound therapy because the vibrations help heal and clear things out.
Right.
Just depends. Pretty much I very rarely narrow down to one thing unless you came for like a hypnosis session.
Right.
Or a mediumship session, So, pretty much use all of it.
So you do mediumship as well, huh?
I do.
All right. And psychic readings, I see. I'm on your website, by the way.
Yes. I do have a website. It's right there.
Yeah. Angel
Wings. Let you see who you're speaking to as well.
Yeah. AngelWingsAndHealingThings.com is the website for our guest, Susan Edwards. You can go there and check out all the services that she provides. You can see pictures. You can see prices. You can see events that she's a part of. And, of course, those services. I clicked on that services tab here, Susan. And like I said, I'm running down the thing here. It says Angelic mediumship and psychic reading. So, all right, I'm game. Tell me
all
about
right,
your
so
psychic readings. How do you do it?
I use all of my senses. A lot of people just see things. I just see the energy or hear what someone has to say, following your gut, what that person needs,
right.
So, and your game. So in the deceased loved ones, a mediumship, usually they just come through in an energy form, and if I need some help, I usually use angels to help me.
Right. Now when you're doing something like the angelic mediumship, and you're saying that, people that have passed on, they come to you, does that sometimes even happen when you're not even expecting it? It just kind of...
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to walk out of the grocery store or, you... sitting in a restaurant and you look at someone and think, oh, do I have to tell them that right now? So it does happen. I mean,
right.
Sometimes they need to hear specific things, and that's closure, and, it helps them process through that grieving process.
Right. Now, have you actually, because I've heard different theories on whether you should or should not go up to strangers, when something...
I very rarely go up to strangers.
Yeah, and I hear it, and most people say the same thing. It's very rare. They don't like to do it,
mm-hmm.
because again, that person has to want to hear that stuff, right?
Yes. I had somebody follow me around in the grocery store. Not like we accidentally ran into each other in each aisle or whatever. And, literally, she was hunting me out in the grocery store, following me around. And I wouldn't read her in the grocery store because... it was going to be an emotional thing for her, so I just handed her a card and said, when you're ready to talk to me, you just call me.
Right. Now,
and
what
she laughed. She said, how'd you know that's what I wanted? I said, how'd you know that's what I did?
That was my question. Like, how did she even know that you did that?
I didn't know this woman from Adam. Had right. never seen her before. It just was something, she knew.
She kind of knew.
She could. Mm-hmm. So it happens like it's supposed to and when it's supposed to.
Are you sure you didn't have, a sign on a shirt or something?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
I said, are you sure you didn't have like a sign on your shirt that said, you know, I can
yeah,
I can read
Angel,
your
here, talk to me for your deceased loved one reading. No. Yeah, you want to talk? No.
You know, I know I'm online for the deli counter, but still, it doesn't mean I want to read you.
Exactly. Take a number,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, take a number, exactly. I'll have a half a pound of American, and what happened to my grandma?
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much try to ask that, you know, when the deceased loved ones, I'll say, please don't come through and make me talk to people randomly. You know, they have to be ready. And they're like, well, I wouldn't have come through if they weren't ready. And I'm like, yeah, but they have to know they're ready.
And how does someone know that they're ready?
Usually if they need some closure or help with grieving or questions about a death or mm-hmm. if they just can't seem to get over it.
Right.
You'd be amazed how many people seek you out.
Hey, let me ask you this. Have people ever come to you in terms of, you know, because like you said, some people are looking for closure. They need that closure uh-huh. to kind of move on. Do you ever have that with people who are, you know, maybe they're just suffering through a bad relationship and things of...
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I was saying, you know, old patterns, old beliefs, right. anger, things that you just don't need in your world that you need to process through. You can process through a lot of that with energy work and, you know, even hypnosis.
Right. Oh, that's very interesting. Again, we're talking to Susan Edwards. She's the owner at Angel Wings and Healing Things out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Go to her website, angelwingsandhealingthings.com. Same name as the company is the same name as the website. Very smart that way. You can also go to her, send her an email at awnht@comcast.net. That's awnht@comcast.net. We got to take a quick break when we come back more with Susan after these words right here on All Business Media.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quanamarie2015@gmail.com.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets? If you had proof, it would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at icanmakecash.com. We have high demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. Icanmakecash.com.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're talking with our guest, Susan Edwards. She's the owner at Angel Wings and Healing Things out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. AngelWingsAndHealingThings.com is their website. And again, how about a nice round of applause for Susan, and thank you for joining us once again, Susan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, again, we're talking about some of the things that you can do to help people. And again, you've got a bunch of different tools in your toolbox there to help people, including hypnosis. Now, take me through something like that. When you're doing hypnosis on somebody, this isn't the type that you see in like a comedy club or stuff like that, right?
Oh, no, sir, no. I mean, you can use hypnosis for all kinds of things, like
right.
pain and smoking cessation, weight loss, all very reputable things. I mean, and you just come in. Most of the time, people know what they want to come for a hypnosis session for.
Right.
And, you just sit down and establish that trust and go into a regular hypnosis session.
Right.
And, that's usually about an hour or so.
Okay. And what are some of the things that you end up, discovering when you work with somebody with hypnosis? Because I'm sure you're diving into the subconscious at that point, right?
You are. And you have to remember that you don't say anything under hypnosis that you don't want to say, and you don't divulge anything. I'm not going to make you cluck like a chicken or any of that stuff.
Darn.
Now, we could try. No, we know we can succeed at that, but that's not what we're going to do.
Right.
So you don't do anything that you don't want to do when you're under hypnosis. So you pretty much just get to a relaxed state, get them to a relaxed state, and then in the subconscious take out the things they don't want to do, and then replace them with the things they want to do.
Right. Now, what are some because I'm sure you've worked with a lot of people in terms of doing some hypnosis, right, over the years?
Mm-hmm.
And you did mention, I believe, that you've done it for people for surgery as well, right?
Yes, before surgery. Actually, I had to have some surgery recently, and I had it done before surgery, and it was probably the easiest surgery I'd ever had.
Really? Now,
yes.
Why is that? What was the advantage of doing something like hypnosis before surgery?
I had never had a nerve block. I had to have rotator cuff surgery, and I was very fearful of that nerve block. And I had a couple sessions with a friend before, and I was very relaxed, and the nerve block didn't bother me at all.
Very nice.
So, and then, of course, we put in the things like, wouldn't have a lot of pain, this would be a simple surgery, the process of healing would go well.
Right.
So it's just, that's one of the advantages, to take away the anxiety of the things dealing with surgery.
Right. So it's not like all of a sudden you're doing hypnosis and you don't need anesthesia. It's more for other things that are
I haven't done that, but there are people that do hypnosis, but the doctor has to be on board with that. So I wouldn't do, at this point, unless I had spoken to a doctor, I wouldn't just do hypnosis for no anesthesia.
Right.
The doctor would have to be on board.
Now, in terms of the energy healing, because you do some of that as well, and again,
yes,
you cover a lot of different services here, which is,
I've been doing
pretty good
for 24 years, so it was just a matter of being able to work with so many different things that which one's going to work for which client.
Right. Now with Reiki, I know that's been gaining in popularity recently around, right?
Yes, sir.
And what is it? What are some of the things you can help people with that? Because that's, from what I understand, it's non-touch, right? Non-invasive, all that?
Some people hover. Some people do touch.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am probably, I do touch.
Okay.
But, you're laying there fully closed. So, anxiety, stress, again, getting rid of things that you don't need anymore. It deals with our energy centers, our chakras, and we hold things in those areas. So to release things that you don't need, to work on yourself to better your health and your happiness.
Right. Now, is that something you can, because I've heard you can kind of do it long distance?
You can, right? It can be done long distance. So you can work with somebody on the phone or set an established time. Make an appointment that they know that you're working on them at that time,
right,
and they're in a comfortable position. I wouldn't recommend that they be driving down the street while you were working on them. But, it can be done long distance or together.
Right. Now, why wouldn't you recommend them be driving down the street?
Because you'd want them to have the best outcome and receive the most amount of energy, and they're focusing on something else and not relaxed.
Ah, okay. So you it's almost like even though they're not there, you still want them to kind of relax and almost picture themselves being there.
Exactly. So almost as you say, almost picture themselves there. So, yes, because, I mean, not that they couldn't be driving down the street, but that wouldn't be beneficial to anybody.
Yeah. Plus, you know what? These days with driving, everybody seems so stressed out even behind the wheel. It's just
exactly.
I was trying to concentrate on my Reiki, but I blew 3 traffic lights, and now I've got 2 tickets.
In a wreck.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I don't want to be the cause of that.
Right, exactly. It's supposed to be for stress reduction, not increased stress.
Exactly. Will not be beneficial.
Now, have you found with some of the, again, because you do work with some of your colleagues, the nurses and doctors, and they're some of your clients as well. Have you found, like, some of them just be, like, kind of blown away by some of the things that you're able to do for them?
Oh, yeah, they make fun of until you work with them, and then they're like, how'd you fix that, or how come that worked?
Right.
You know, and I laugh because some of them do poo-poo. It's a foreign thing to them,
right.
And that's the word they use. They'll say, you know, I've stood between doctors that I'm pretty short, so I've stood between doctors and look up, and they're like, hey, has she worked on you? You know, I poo-poo her, but it really works. And so you just kind of go with it. And, you know, when they start referring you clients, that's really cool.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
They'll say, I don't know why it works, but it does.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. It's because, I guess, unlike Western medicine, it's not something written down where they can touch it and they can work on it and you know, like the way they've been taught medicine. It's like, okay. You,
exactly.
Right. It's like,
you know,
okay.
Their scientific mind wants a reason why it works.
Right. And yeah. The reason is there. It is scientific in a way. It's just not something that they're used to or can kind of grasp.
Exactly. And, you know, I do give them the scientific stuff when I have it that gives them the reason why it works. And then other times, that's my line. Don't ask why, just accept.
All right. Well, just sit there, be quiet, and know it's going to work.
Exactly. That's what I tell them.
Well, you know what? And it's good, I guess, to have that kind of rapport with them, because then it gets them to relax as well. Like, all right, I'm going to listen to her, see what happens. And all of a sudden, they see the results and kind of probably left scratching their own heads, right?
Yes. And they come back and say, okay, you know, they walk away and don't say anything at that session. And then, you know, later on, they'll call you and say, hey, let's talk about this. Or, I mean, and we do have those conversations.
Right. Have they ever asked you, like, look, I'm going to be doing a procedure on this person. I'd like you to come in and do what you do kind of thing?
It's a matter of getting through the credentialing at the hospitals.
Okay.
If you're not credentialed at their hospital, it's real very hard. But we have talked about that,
right.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's kind of a neat idea.
Sometimes I'll do, you know, Reiki sessions before, just like hypnosis, before a surgery, or, you know, a long-distance one while someone's having surgery.
Right.
So, and it works, but yes, I'm working on that, the getting in the hospitals for credentialing, because, you know, a lot of times Reiki is used for cancer and to help with the pain and the relaxation, especially during, like, chemo sessions and whatnot. So
right.
It's a really cool time.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, it does have its benefits, you know, relieving that anxiety for people that are undergoing surgery as well.
Mm-hmm. And anxiety is a very, very real thing in our world today.
Exactly. It can cause a lot of physical manifestations,
exactly.
Right?
It's all related, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and unfortunately one relates to the other.
Yep, exactly. Again, we're talking to Susan Edwards, who's the owner at Angel Wings and Healing Things out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. AngelWingsAndHealingThings.com is her website. Hey, let me ask you this. Now, you do all the stuff, you know, with the energy healing, the hypnosis, you know, but I also notice here on your website, again, on the website, you can see a list of the services that she provides. House clearings. All right. Take us through that. What the heck is that all about, Susan?
Well, you know, we've all been in places where we feel like something's there, or you walk in and you have cold chills, or you just
turn
know that
up.
The house feels icky. Isn't that a very professional word?
Yes, icky.
And so, you know, just depends. There's all kinds of things to help clear that energy out of that house. And that's what you do. You work on it. Sometimes you can do it the first time. I just know where things are when you go in a house, and you can feel where the energies aren't right, or sometimes somebody died in there and they were a very negative person, and you just have to clear their energy out.
Right. Now, how do you go about clearing the energy out? I mean, isn't Isn't that something that you really, I don't know, I'm just trying to understand. How do you do that?
It's okay. usually things that stay in a home are of a lower vibration, so you often use higher vibration things. Oftentimes people use sage or Palo Santo to help clear the negative stuff out. And I'll use the tuning forks or the, you know, always candles and windows open, just stuff like that, just to get it out. And a lot of the energy work and a lot of the stuff that I do just helps to clear it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And now, do you use your mediumship abilities to kind of help do the clearing?
Yes, to know what's in there. Exactly.
Do you sometimes get pushback? I mean, have you come across some, you know, I guess some evil spirits or something like that?
Some things that aren't so nice. Uh-huh. Yes, I have. Something followed, you know, you'd clear one room and it'd go to the corner of the closet in the next room, and you'd clear that room and it'd go to the next room, and it followed you around the house a couple times, or you followed it.
Right.
And took a while to get it out. But yeah, there are some negative things out there, and we know there's good and bad in the world.
Wow. That's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy sometimes, but you just, you know, it's another form of helping people.
Right.
Be comfortable where they are.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, you're talking about energy, and I guess removing the negative energy from that home. Right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what? It's amazing all the things that you can do, Susan. Very good on you. Plus, you're also a nurse. So if somebody, you know, maybe they come to you, they get their house cleared, they do a little hypnosis, they're walking down the street, they break a leg, they can still see you because you can help them as a nurse.
You'd be surprised how many people say, well, how do I know you? And they won't tell somebody how they came to you, and I don't say a word.
Right. Well, that's cool, and that's fun to know. Again, Susan Edwards has been our guest. She's the owner of Angel Wings and Healing Things. Go to the website of the same name, angelwingsandhealingthings.com, or send her an email, awnht@comcast.net. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for spending the time with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. It was great talking to you.
You're very welcome. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.